It is banner's filth. It's Neil Atkinson, McCall Kopak with Mike Kearney and with Neil Docking to, well, ban some filth. Carl coming back for another go. Mike Kearney knocking around. Neil, what are you going to do with these guys? Do you know what I mean? Have you got a plan for them? Have you been gaming this one out? It's been on the books for about a week. What's your outlook here?
No, I'm always happy to welcome people back to ban this filth. You know, as I always say, it's an open group. It's somewhere we can share our feelings. No one judges anyone. There's no judgment. It really isn't that kind of environment. It's just somewhere for balanced, constructive debate. And that's what I want it to be.
You just play the ball that's in front of you, don't you, Neil?
Of course.
Yeah, never look at more than one topic ahead. The topics are commentators. I know we've done it before, but we haven't done it for about 3 or 4 years. And they're always refreshing the commentators. Goalkeeping performances against Liverpool away from Anfield, and a piece of official LFC merchandise that you would like to ban, each and every one of you. We will start off with commentators. We will start off with Carl Kopak. Carl, you know the rules. 90 seconds to make your argument. Then Mike and Neil get to have a go, and then you get 30 seconds to rebut. Your 90 seconds on which commentator you would like to remove from our world starts now.
Ian Dark. I want to get rid of Ian Dark for a myriad of reasons. The most prevalent one I would say is the fact that, and this is very important for a lot of commentators, nobody speaks like that in any real walk of life whatsoever. I can't see him going into the shop saying, "The Guardian, please." I just can't see that. And it's an affected voice which just goes through me because he's trying to add to drama when he needs it. And he does need it because if Liverpool are playing Grimsby in a Carabao Cup game that we've literally all forgotten about, then Ian Dark's your man to get across and do it, because they're not going to bother with some of the other lads that the other lads have got on today. He's a boxing commentator as well, and I'm always a bit... I mean, there's some great commentators who can straddle at the odd sport, but it just says to me, here's Ian Dark, this game isn't important.